Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Memhei Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Memdalad Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom. So says the Gemara, Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. The Mishnah described the way Lulav worked when the first day of Sukkah failed on Shabbos. Everybody would bring their Dalad Minim to the Harabayas Erev Shabbos, and the Gavet would take them and put them onto the benches on the Itztaba that was on Harabayas. So says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, a Tana taught in front of Rav Nachman, that Soydrin Al Gag Ha Itztaba, that the Gavet would take the Dalad Minim and put them over the roof that was on top of these benches. Amar Le, Rav Nachman said to this Tana, V'chili Yabshan Utsaruch, is the Gavai trying to dry out the Dalad Minim? How Yavish is possible? Why would he put it onto the roof where it's going to get dried out from the sun? Rather, the Gavai would put them on top of the Itztaba, which was then protected from the sun by the roof, and that's what made it that it didn't get dried out. Amar Rachva, Rachva says on this topic of the Itztaba, that Amar Rav Yehuda once said, Harabai is stuff kafal haya. There was these two rows of benches. Stav lefnimi, stav one row in front of the other. Mitzvah Sarava Ketzad, how did the mitzvah of Arava, how did it play out? Makom haya lamata Yerushalayim, there was a place below Yerushalayim, v'nikru Maitza, and the name of the place was called Maitza. Yardin Lasham, the Shlichei Bezdin would go there, umalakten misham murbiyay shal Arava, and they would gather from there, they would harv, they would cut from there these very long Arava branches. Uban v'zaykvin aysan b'tzidei ha-mizbeach, they would stand them up on the side, the Kehanim would stand them up on the sides of the Mizbeach when they went around the Mizbeach. V'rashayhen kfufin al gabei ha-Mizbeach. And these branches were so tall, the tops of them would then bend over the top of them in the Mizbeach. Taku v'ariyu v'taku, mitoich the simcha that they had, they would blow shayfer, tkiyah tru tkiyah. B'chol yoyim ha-kifin as ha-Mizbeach pamachas. Every day they went around the Mizbeach one time. We had earlier, machlekes, if they went around with the lulav, the arava. V'aymerim, and they would say, ana Hashem ha-shiyana, ana Hashem ha-tzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda aymer, ani v'hayo ha-shiyana. V'aysa yoyim, however, on that day, on the seventh day of Sukkot, makifin as ha-Mizbeach sheva pa'amim. They used to go around the Mizbeach on the seventh day of Sukkot, seven times, as a zecher liyarichay, the Yerushalmi says. B'shas petirasan, when they were saying goodbye to the Mizbeach after the seventh day of Sukkot, mahin aymerim, what would they say? Yayifilcha Mizbeach, yayifilcha Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer aymer, different thing they would say, that l'kol lucha Mizbeach, that we're doing this for the honor of Hashem and for you, the Mizbeach, l'kol lucha Mizbeach. K'maseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'shabbos. The same way they did everything as described during the week, that's also how they would do it on Shabbos, when the seventh day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, and Arava was Beicha Shabbos. Elo sheimulak denois in the Erev, they would gather, they would pick the Arava's Erev Shabbos, u'manichin oisam b'gigiyay shal zahav, and then they would put them into golden barrels of water, kidei shelo yichmeishu, to prevent them from shriveling and drying out. Rabbi Yechon ben Broika aimer that Chariyei shel Dekel hayu mevien. They used to bring these branches of palm branches on the seventh day of Sukkot. V'chayvten aysan bekarka, and they would clap them onto the ground. B'tzidei ha-mizbeach, next to the mizbeach. V'aysay hayoyim, and on that day, on the seventh day of Sukkot, nikra chibud Chariyei. Because of this that they did, the day itself was called chibud Chariyei. Miyad tinaikos, from the hands of the children. Shem tinesel uvehen, they used to grab their lulavim. The adults would grab the lulavim of the children, va'eichon esregeyan, and eat their esregim. There was a tremendous simcha, and that caused them, they used to grab the dalminim out from the children's hands and take bites from their esregim. Tana says, the Gemara, we learned that Makom Klan Yahava, this place, Maitza, that they used to take the Aravais, it was a place that was exempted from taxes. V'tana didan, my time of Karele Maitza, why does the Tana of our Mishnah call it Maitza? Because Aidi de Mipak Mikaragu de Malka, Karele Maitza, since it was exempt from the head tax, so it was called Maitza, which means like a Lashon of exempt, so it was, that's why they called it Maitza. Uban v'zaykfin aysan b'tzidei v'chulu, we mentioned in the Mishnah that they would take the Aravais and stand them up on the sides of the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara Tana, we learned that Rabbis v'arukais, they were very many and very tall, very long. U'guvayes achades har'amo, they were 11 amos tall. K'deishu yehu goychais ala Mizbeach amo, so that they should be tall enough to go up the sides of the Mizbeach and even lean over the Mizbeach and amo. Amar Mereimar Mishom Marzutra. Mereimar said over the name of Marzutra that Shema Mino, you could infer from this that the Aravis were 11 Amos tall, and that was enough to then bend over the top of the Mezbeach and Amo, that Allah Yisoid Manachlehu. That when the Mishnah says they would put the Aravis on the sides of the Mezbeach, they would put it onto the platform, onto the bottom level, onto the Yisoid of the Mezbeach, not onto the floor of the Azara. Because if you would think that they put it onto the floor, so Mechti, let's do the math, let's make the cheshbon. Allah Amma, the Mizbeach went up an Amma, the Kanas Amma, and then there was an indent of an Amma, and Zehua Yisoid, that bottom layer, that bottom level was called the Yisoid. Allah Chamesh, it went up 5 Ammas, the Kanas Amma, went in another Amma, Zehu Saiviv, that part of the Mizbeach was called the Saiviv. Allah Shalosh, it went up 3, and Zehu Makam HaKarnais, and that was where the Karnais HaMizbeach were, that were another Amma tall. So the Mizbeach itself was 10 Ammas tall, but at two places it went in an Amma. So now, so now, how are the Aravis going to bend over the top of the Mizbeach and Amma if they're 11 Amos tall, if the Mizbeach itself was 10 Amos tall, plus there was two indents of an Amma? It's not going to be tall enough. It must be it had an extra Amma head start because it was placed onto the Yisoid, not onto the floor of the Azara. Shmamina. Amrei Be'avayu, Maikra, what's the Makar? Where do we see this idea from that they would use these taller Ravis? As the Pasuk says, Isruchag Ba'avayisim Ad Karneis HaMizbeach, that they went around with these branches that were Ad Karneis HaMizbeach, that they were so tall that they went over the corners of the Mizbeach.